Okay, so that was on, let's say, still the definition of the PRM and the kind of services that could be offered in terms of information service. What are other issues that the participants want to raise on the document on the section A? Yeah, so I take first the floor to raise some small issues from my side. I have, I think, on this section four remarks. One is in the first sentence. That's a question mark to, should we write be above A, should we write accessibility for international passengers so that we make clear that it is really aimed at international passengers and that we, of course, there are many other passengers, but honestly, this is our target group. So that is my first remark. Second remark is about safety and security. So there, I would like to add something like a high level of security in accordance with national law or so. So I think it would should be quite clear that we are not harmonizing here the way of achieving this high level of security. That's my second remark. Then the third remark is about well, we are struggling a bit with this sentence in the waiting areas appropriately climate controlled. And yeah, let's say this suggests more or less that we have that you should have waiting areas where passengers are have to stay for hours, and then depending on the weather conditions, climate controlled is necessary. Yeah, this could be very limited circumstances be the case. Yeah, so there I think from the Netherlands side we might need some flexibility. This appropriately climate controlled. So for example, to limit that only to situations where passengers are more or less have to stay for longer period where in areas of the stations where they cannot, let's say, leave the station for their trip, like it is the case for airports, or where it could also be the case of leaving the Schengen area where they have to stay longer for waiting areas to Eurostar, for example. So that is my third remark. Then the fourth remark is about the toilets. That could be a linguistic point, but we understand, let's say, a sufficient number of freely accessible toilet. I think it should be clear that we are talking about that it's accessible for the public, but it's still possible to charge for toilet services. So I would propose to have here a sufficient number of freely accessible, publicly accessible toilets. That's my proposal. And then last remark is on the languages. And there, in fact, I would like to ask also UIC how this has been discussed among the railway sector. It is mentioned as multiple languages in addition to national language and English. So maybe we could have learned some background information on that, whether two languages would be not enough. So in fact here it's saying at a minimum three languages. That is the way I understand the sentence at the moment. Yeah, so those were my my remarks. Yeah. Then maybe we collect other remarks first. Wait.